Right now, let's see if we can bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello, good buddy. How are you, Marshall?
Well, started off, I had two new interviews scheduled for today, and I knew that they were at 6:20 and one at 7:20. But the 6:20 one, for some reason, I wrote down in my mind is 8:20, so I had to push her back. And then that pushed me. The morning has been a slow developing morning for me. But I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
I'm looking at the radar, and I see a bunch of rain. Is that rain gonna come up the Jersey coast too now as well?
Well, it may not be that necessary, not that particular band that you're watching now, because what will happen is a new batch of moisture will begin to develop as Dorian moves east northeast and across the Atlantic. So, I mean, when you get down to it, let's say yes. There are bands already moving in from off the ocean across New Jersey. I don't know if it's going to make it this far north. I think it will definitely make it to the Connecticut shore and maybe a little bit further north than that. But you may see the radar this afternoon, late this afternoon, showing the rain right over us.
It'll
be evaporating.
Yeah. All right, so it's just interesting to see how slow this thing is moving, even though now it's moving at light speed compared to what it was moving at.
It's moving at 12 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it'll move a lot faster than that as the day goes on. We had a wind gust of 94 miles an hour at a buoy just off Cape Lookout, North Carolina, this morning. And now it's approaching Cape Hatteras. So for us, just cloudy and windy. 65 to 70 and cloudy tonight, mid-50s. Variably cloudy, a shower is possible Saturday, mid-70s. Partly sunny, mid-70s Sunday. Sunny, mid-70s Monday. So a fairly decent weekend. I would like it a little sunnier, but that's not going to be the case.
Well, you know, you take what you get.
That's right. And if you don't like it, then move.
That's right. Or have houses in two different locations.
Right.
If you're one of 1%ers.
You could always do that. There's no doubt about it. And that's it. I'm dragging. I am really just exhausted with the amount of reports that I've had to give with Dorian. Real tired. And when I think about the weekend with 3 days of filming, I'm even more tired.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you've got to get through that. That's exactly right. Well, that's the bad thing about being about when you're tired and you've already done stuff, and then you know what's coming up on the schedule. It makes it even worse.
Yeah, and it's been a mess. Three of the people that we were counting on for Sunday's shoot will not be here. Well, One's going down the shore. Another one's going on vacation. And I forget what the other excuse was. Plus, we need a relatively young couple to play just a small little part at the beginning of the movie. The couple who said that they would, so far has canceled out on us. We've come up with three alternate dates, and they told us that they're busy all 3 days.
Get a new couple.
Yeah, well, we got the ad out. You know, we sent it out to all the members to see if we get somebody. But it was real interesting because when we spoke to him last night, said, listen, you know, Frank, you could tell us. You know, if you really don't want to do this, it's not a problem. We'll get someone else. No, we really want to do it, him and his fiance. No, we really want to do it. How about next year? I said, are you serious? You know, and he was. He was that serious. How about next year? Who cares about next year? We're worried about right now. So as it stands right now, we don't have a couple. And it's a crucial part of the movie. So I don't know what we're going to do. But we're still hoping somebody's going to come forward. And, you know, it all comes down to this. I told the director this earlier. We need to find shorter movies or take something from TV and do it. And we need to make sure that it's geared to our clique, because originally he said that's not good. You can't do something like the Golden Girls because there is no room for other members to be in the movie. Well, you know what? It's apparent that other members don't want to be in the movie,
yeah.
Exactly, so the heck with them. You know, it's the same old story. It's the same people up there that do everything. Never any new people get involved. It's always the same crew. So next year, I'm telling you, I'm going to push for my movie, Quiet Place.
That's right. I only have a few cast members.
Few cast members and hardly any lines at all. That's my movie. Maybe I could even lay on the floor with the camera.
That's right.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, and meanwhile, yesterday when Dorian was coming up from the south, he realized that there were 20 tornadoes in the Carolinas.
Yeah, and it's, you know, my family, I have Jake and Sam and Karen live within an hour of each other down in there in Virginia. So I was a little worried about them as well.
Where is that?
What?
Where they live.
Well, Karen is right by the shore, right by the Virginia shore.
Oh, you're kidding. Well, they're under a tropical storm warning.
Yeah.
She is getting the rain and wind. But, you know, not to a hurricane status, but she's getting rain and wind. Not a pleasant day there for her today, but hopefully they'll all be safe.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they'll be okay. They'll be all right. The more I look at those pictures from the Bahamas, the more it's just like...
Is that incredible?
70% of the buildings are gone. 70. Mm. 70. That's on all the islands. Most islands, it's 100%, except for the one island. Most of the other islands lost everything.
And their government so far has only admitted to 23 fatalities. But from what I hear on the interviews there, it's going to be a lot higher.
Oh, it's going to be horrible.
Of the people who lived there said that they did not evacuate because they have been through so many storms.
Yeah.
But as one lady put it, she said... All the stakes were pulled out on this one because she's never seen anything like it in her life.
Right. That's amazing. Unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, well, that's that. But so we look at a weekend for us that doesn't look that bad then.
Relatively quiet, right. Not as much sun as I would like, but again, relatively quiet. And I will join you probably even more tired than I am today. On Tuesday, Monday, AJ will be here, and I'll be headed on my on the way back Monday afternoon. So I will join you Tuesday. By the way, next week looks like a very quiet week. I just want you to know that weather-wise.
You can use that quiet week because, you know, I think the Yankees and the Mets are going to be home late next week, so you're going to need all your energy.
The Mets blew it, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's it. So they're out.
Who? The Mets. Not yet. Not yet.
They still have a chance.
They still have a slight chance. And I say slight, I mean really slight.
Slight.
But they still have a chance. They're the Mets, so they still have a chance.
Okay.
All right, Pat, I will speak to you Tuesday. Have a great what's left your weekend ahead of you.
Thank you so much, Marge.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the forecast here.